of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Thursday, April 25th, 2019. I am your presenter, Whitney Milliner. In the headlines, Roseau South MP Joshua Francis toots the health fair in Newtown on 27th April. His assistant Mike Wallace says we lead and they follow. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley is seeking EIB funding for opportunities in the transport sector in the region after St. Vincent Prime Minister Dr. Rolf Gonsalves says closure of LIAT may be imminent. And Russian President Vladimir Putin says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in need of international security grants if he is to end his nuclear program. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Short on cash and need cash now? Then Quartz Ready Cash interest-free payday loan is here for you. Get up to $500 in cash today. Come in today for our hassle-free service, no interest, quick approval, and easy payment terms. Get the cash you need when you need it with a Quartz Ready Cash payday loan today. Visit our nearest branch for your interest-free payday loan now. Quartz Ready Cash, ready when you are.
Does paying various bills every month come across as doing hard labor? Then it's time to break the chains, because Fast Cash is ready to consolidate your outstanding debt. Bring us your overdue bills or loans and we'll pay them off together, leaving you with one easy monthly payment. And we're not stopping there, because you'll also receive $500 cash back. Is this Christmas? No, this is Fast Cash. Terms and conditions apply. Smarter, faster, better, Fast Cash.
Welcome back. In light of the upcoming 2019 Atlantic hurricane season, which officially runs from June 1st to November 30th, 2019, weather forecaster at the Office of the Dominican Meteorological Service and Meteorological Assistant Viola Pascal is urging all Dominican citizens to act on the information provided by the Met Office. Speaking to the media recently, Viola Pascal says, though the forecast for the 2019 hurricane season is below average, Dominicans should not be ignorant of the fact that the weather patterns are unpredictable and the citizens should prepare themselves regardless.
People will always need more information, but one thing that we always say to people, the information meteorology on a whole is a field that everything is not certain, but it is better to use information that we give you to make some form of preparation. And you know, just do not say that the information that we give you is not correct or it's not enough. It is better to have something than nothing at all. And so if you're not certain about what preparations to make, you are always free to call the Met Service.
Weather forecaster at the Office of the Dominican Meteorological Service and Meteorological Assistant Viola Pascal. Education Minister Peter Sejean is calling on educators to keep students interested in learning so as to ensure a powerful and a dynamic generation of youth for Dominica. Sejean was addressing an audience at the 20th Annual General Meeting of the Dominica Association of Teachers on the 24th April 2019. The AGM was held under the theme Education, an Essential Investment.
The education system must lay a strong foundation for them to continue to stay curious, learn, and improve long after they have left the school system, so that they will adapt and thrive to whatever the future may be. I believe this is the time that we have to consider more than ever before where we can make major adjustments to the education structure and invest significant new resources to redevelop the system.
Minister for Education Peter Sejean. and leader of opposition Lennox Linton has shared some information with the general public about what seems to be a loophole whereby the current DLP-led government may be pocketing passport monies. Linton, who was speaking via telephone, said he has recently been made aware of three licensed special agents who are the recipients of the people's passport monies. When these agents receive the money, it is being held in overseas accounts.
But rather, that the government now has selected agents, at least three of them that have come to my attention, who the passport buyers are sending their money to. So people are purchasing passports, some of them from terrorist hotspots in the world and so on, and because they may have difficulty sending that money through the National Bank and its correspondent bank, the Bank of America, the government's way around that is to license its special agents to be the recipients of the people's passport money and to hold those monies in overseas accounts.
Linton is calling for transparency and accountability and says the people's money belong to the people of Dominica.
We want transparency and we want accountability because these friends of the government who are holding, these friends of the Labour Party, friends of Roosevelt's carrot, holding Dominican passport money in their own accounts overseas will have to account for every single penny when the government changes. I don't want any surprise. I don't want people to be surprised by what will happen when this government changes, because the people's money belongs to the people of Dominica and no one has the right to steal it or to do what they want with it. I'm saying this practice of holding the people's money in private accounts for special operatives of the Dominican Labour Party overseas is illegal, it is unconstitutional, and it should be stopped. And those who are responsible will face the full brunt of the law when the government changes.
Leader of Opposition Lennox Linton. On Q95 FM yesterday, Mike Wallace, political assistant to the MP of the Roseau South, Joshua Francis, discussed the upcoming health fair to be held at the Fatima Church on Saturday, 27th April. Mr. Wallace spoke of the numerous medical personnel expected to be present at the event led by Honorable Joshua Francis and has encouraged individuals of the Roseau South to make themselves available for the occasion.
This is an endeavor led by, of course, Honorable Joshua Francis. We're going to be organizing for a health fair which will take place on the grounds of the Fatima Church. That is going to be on Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It's a day when all of the residents of Roseau South constituency, they're going to have an opportunity to go to the one location for those 4 hours, and we're going to have a number of different specialists, health specialists. We'll have psychiatrists, we'll have dermatologists, we'll have ENT, and a number of other specialties. So it's an opportunity for the persons in that area to go out on Saturday, make themselves available. You know, it's going to be a nice environment. Hopefully the weather should be fine, where they're going to be able to get checked for their various health concerns. So any health concern that you may have, in all likelihood, you're going to be able to, in the very least, be able to speak with a doctor who is going to be able to provide some additional information if it's necessary.
When asked if he was intimidated by the groundwork also being done by the DLP candidate for the area, Mr. Wallace stated emphatically, "We lead and they follow."
Obviously, they're learning some things from us, which is fine. We don't have a problem with that at all. We lead and they follow. That's not a problem. So we are continuing to do what we have to do. You will probably hear them maybe having health fair and those type of things coming up shortly too. They know what we're doing. They can see proven success. And they envy. Not jealous. There's a difference between being jealous of a person and being envious. If you're envious, it's a positive way, so to speak. You want to do what they're doing because you recognize their success and you want to do what they're doing. So this is what the opponents are doing. They're recognizing what we're doing, the success of what we're doing. So they're trying to do it. But importantly, it is not a game thing, you know, Matt. It's about genuine concern for people. The residents of the Roseau South constituency, they don't need any specialist to tell them that they have been neglected for the last 19 years. And what could not have been done in 19 years, you cannot say that it's going to be done in a few months. So Dominicans in general, this is why their minds are made up. And I'm going to say our minds. The reason our minds are made up is because those of us who have been on the ground, those of us who have been feeling the grind for the last 19, 20 years, we know that the DLP is incapable of doing any better. They have done the best that they could. This is why at this point, they are tired. They can't do anymore.
Mike Wallace, political assistant to Honorable Joshua Francis, Roseau South MP. And last on the national scene, the CDPF recovered two lifeless human bodies from the sea in the northeast of the island on a Tuesday, 23rd April 2019, while conducting a search and rescue mission. One of the bodies was identified by a family member as that of Anthony Jr. Robin, male juvenile, who was reported missing on Sunday, 21st April 2019, by a family member who mentioned he went fishing on a Saturday, 20th April, in Marigot, and had not returned since. The other body has not yet been identified. Both were officially pronounced dead by a medical doctor and transported to the Lyndhurst Funeral Parlour. More information will be provided as it becomes available. In other news, Prime Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines and Chairman of the LIAT's shareholder government, Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, said over the weekend the regional airline's closure is imminent. In the meantime, Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Mottley, in her dual capacity as head of the government of the Caribbean Community, CARIGOM, Quisi Cabinet, with responsibility of the Single Market and Economy, CSME, met with Senior Vice President of the European Investment Bank, EIB, Alexander Stubb, and engaged in discussions with them on opportunities within the transport sector in particular and its role in the region. Barbados is LIAT's main shareholder at 49.5%, currently undergoing an internationally monetary fund, IMF, four-year extended fund facility, EFF. Antigua and Barbuda has 13%, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, 12%. Dominica holds less than 10%, while other Caribbean governments, private shareholders, and employees hold 15.5%. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has said North Korea leader Kim Jong-un needs international security grants if he is to end his nuclear program. Such grants would need to be offered within a multinational framework, he added, following talks near Valdeskov in Russia Far East. Mr. Kim praised the summit as a very meaningful one-on-one exchange. Mr. Putin said North Korea's leader was fairly open and had talked freely on all issues that were on the agenda. The meeting followed the breakdown of talks between the U.S. and North Korea in February, when Mr. Kim met U.S. President Donald Trump in Vietnam capital, Hanoi. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Roseau South MP Joshua Francis toots the health fair in Newtown on 27th April. His assistant Mike Wallace says we lead and they follow. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley is seeking EIB funding for opportunities in the transport sector in the region after St. Vincent Prime Minister Ralph Gonzalez says closure of LIAT may be imminent. And Russia President Vladimir Putin says North Korea leader Kim Jong-un needs international security grants if he is to end his nuclear program. The news was brought to you for the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Whitney Milliner.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.